when they bought me some on my pizza. She showed me a whole nother world.
I just had no like social awareness.
I look a little scary.
I love empanadas.
This has been the craziest weekend ever. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. We are getting in the yeehaw spirit today. We are in Aspen, Colorado, and we're going to be going a little bit backwards for this episode because we have already lived the 4 days here in Aspen. We've gone out every night and I've vlogged it all for you guys, but I'm also going to sit here and recap all the memories because I need to get out of here and never come back. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. I spent the past 4 days here with my sister Ashton, who's been on Hot Mess before, I think 2 times. The last time you guys saw her was around my birthday. And then my best friend, Sally, who she like moved to Aspen after college. She's been here for like a few months. She's going to be here, I think, 6 months total. And she got a job here, so she's been living here. And then Braxton also came along for this weekend. And I'll say this is a fun group. Like everyone in this group has just fun energy about them. Everyone's positive and we just all like to go out and have a good time. And I've only ever been to Aspen once before. It's like very, I don't know, it's very bougie here. And I went once a few years ago. I went with this guy and it honestly ended up terribly because it was the summertime and I was single and this guy was like, hey, do you want to come to Aspen with me? So I was like, sure, like, why not? Free trip to Aspen. And we get to Aspen. I don't really know this guy that well. He also like just wasn't that nice in general. And then while we were on that trip, my grandpa died. It was so horrible because I was so distraught and upset, but I also like didn't know this guy, and like imagine how awkward that is. Like I was stuck with this guy who I don't know at all. Like that's the last person you want to be around when something like this happens. And I remember I was just like walking around town alone, like crying. It was so sad and horrible. So that was the last time I came to Aspen. So this time is definitely better and I cannot wait to share it all with you guys.
We're back from going out and I'm literally a genius because I look to the left and I see empanadas and I go, wait, is it Miami? Oh, that's perfect. I go, wait, is it Miami? Because I've never seen empanadas anywhere else.
Beef, chicken.
I love empanadas.
You want some Miami just laid in the street?
So we were just coming back from the bar. And Braxton's like, oh, it's so desolate here. Why don't we lay in the street? Mm-hmm. So we just laid in the middle of the road.
And we laid in the road for 45 seconds.
Ham, cheese, and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a mess.
Me, huh? Look at our sides right now.
I hate to break it to you, but you're going to have to clean your mess up. Not me. It's time to go to bed.
Yeah, for sure.
Good morning, Aspen. I have a meeting right now. And then just I think we're going to get coffees and IVs. Braxton's going to go get coffees. Maybe he'll bring the camera with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You vlog.
Hey, guys.
The empanadas from last
night. So I made a little mess with my empanadas last night. So we are just going to put my laptop on this side. We're going to take our meeting over here. do I look pretty for a meeting? Oh, no, my laptop's dead.
You're gorgeous.
Look at that. Good morning, Aspen.
Is it proud to vlog?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
You want to say hey?
Yeah!
They have caviar in the coffee shop. So we got 3 shots of espresso with light milk and then a chocolate croissant.
Big vein energy. We just got ready for the day. Sal Dog's here.
Hey!
And we're gonna do some walking around and shopping. Stop number one, I got a bag and I got some sunglasses. It was cool, it was vintage, and I was like, we're in Aspen, so I guess we have to do some damage shopping, and we're on to the next store. All right, we're trying on sunglasses again. I'm just craving sunglasses. I think these would be really good for Ultra, the rave music festival.
Give us a side profile.
Is it giving like raver?
Yeah, completely.
It's a sign. It's a sign.
Oh,
this is really cool.
Wow.
Timothy Chalamet just wore the turtleneck version.
It's a sign. It's another sign. Everything is a sign. Braxton loves the top so much he thinks he might get a matching skirt to go with it. Yes. Right. Mermaid dinosaur. On the way to get some more coffee. Ooh. It comes right up in. Thank you. For those who don't know, Sally has been living in Aspen for a few months now. She just moved here. And Ashton is on the way to meet Sally where she's staying. So I'm so excited because I haven't seen Ashton since Christmas? Yeah, I guess Christmas. So I haven't seen her in like 2 or 3 months and I miss her and she's perfect. So
I can't wait.
She's also joining this squad for this trip. I think we're the most 3 fun people to go out with.
So true.
And Braxton.
Yeah.
Wait, we were talking about nails, and you know how there's like a part, you used to get like a party nail? Like on this finger, you get like, Braxton's our party nail. Oh my god, you have a party nail! I'm freaking out!
Oh my god, it's Braxton!
Oh, thanks, guys.
Stay tuned for Ashton's arrival. Ashton's here! She's here! Now Ashton and Sally are roommates.
Yay!
Look at this view. I would die waking up to this every day. Wow. Why is it warm out? Why is it the same temperature as Miami?
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Because look, I have no coat on and I'm ready to go.
That's Highlands, that's where we'll be on Sunday. So these are Aspen trees. And they have white powder on them.
Oh God, if you fall off the cliff,
they have white powder on them, and if you ever forget sunscreen, it's SPF 5.
No way!
Yeah.
Wait, 5? That does nothing.
Well, it does something.
So we didn't really ski much, but we skied a little bit, and that was only really to get to this club called Cloud 9, and this place is the most insane place I've ever been in my entire life. The last time I went skiing, I was face planting off of the ski lift, and the ski lifts really scare me. They give me a lot of anxiety. I'm like, you're hanging by this little thread, and I think in my senior year or junior year of high school was the last time that I skied. I was with my boyfriend at the time and his family. We were all getting off the ski lift chair together and I was just a little nervous to get off, so I didn't get off and it just swung back around and like everyone else got off like normal people like you're supposed to, and I just stayed on the ski lift, and the guy who was like running the ski lift stopped it because
he was like, you can't stay on. I was like, I'll just go back down the mountain. And at this point, I was like dangling up in the air and I was like pretty high up. And he was like, yeah, you're going to have to jump down. And I was in front of my boyfriend and his whole family. And I was like, there's no way right now that you're telling me I have to jump down and plummet into the snow. And basically, I guess there was no other option. And I was so embarrassed, but I had to take my skis off. I'm also like shaking and anxious at this point. And I had to jump down from the ski lift. It was not cute. Like, it was me going face first into the snow. And that was the last time I think I was on a ski lift. So it's been a while. And I wasn't really ready to tackle those again. But I want you guys to come say hi to Ashton. Ashtini, get over here. Look who's here.
Everyone's favorite sister.
So the last time we saw Ashton, she had just got back from abroad, and that's when she was crying because she didn't want to be back in America. And she was like depressed, and she's like, I don't want to go back to school. Ashton goes to Tulane, for anyone who doesn't know, but I'm sure most of you know. And you're liking it now, right? You're fine back in America?
Yeah, I actually like forgot I liked school, so I'm having a good time. Yeah. Happy to be back.
I'm jealous of you that you're still in college. And she just moved into a house that has how many girls?
There's 5 of us. It's so fun.
And she's living there this year, next year. And like, I mean, you guys know I'm never going to let it go, but I really want to go back to college and live in Casa Amor again. So I'm really jealous of you.
You can come stay with me.
I want to. Ashton will be back soon because you're going to come back to Miami for Music Week. So Ultra weekend. We're going to be raving all weekend, and I'm excited to be naked and dance around.
I can't wait. It's like Mardi Gras.
But you've never been to Ultra before.
No, I haven't.
So we're corrupting her. Her first Ultra experience. But most importantly, Aspen.
Aspen.
We're like about to leave to get out of here because this has been the craziest weekend ever.
This has been the longest weekend of my life.
I know.
Like, I feel like we've been here for years.
I know. So we went this weekend to this Palm Tree Music Festival. So it's literally right down the street from us. It's outside and everyone's wearing like ski clothes. And they had the first night, it was Labyrinth and David Guetta. The second night was Chainsmokers and Kygo. The second night was insane. But we had fun both nights. It was an experience.
So many fun characters.
Like, there's just so many, yeah, so many characters this weekend. And so the first night that we went there, we were having a lot of fun. I was freezing. Like, my hands.
It was really cold.
And especially because you're holding your drink the whole time. Like, my hands were completely numb. And Braxton had to run back to the hotel, like, halfway through the concert and get my gloves because I literally couldn't feel anything. Oh, we went backstage this night. And we were having so much fun. We were being, like, menaces, dancing around.
We were, like, such little dorks. We were, like, hugging and dancing each other.
Because it was so great. And the music is so good. God, I can't take myself seriously with this. And we're gonna start getting ready in like 30 minutes for the festival night one. I don't know how it got very cold outside. Like, before I was like, oh, it's so warm. Now it's very cold. I don't know how we're gonna party outside in the cold all night. So we're gonna have to wear a lot of layers. But I will see you guys in a few minutes when we start getting ready. Here's everyone's ready. Sally's got fur and heels on. I'm not sure how comfortable you're gonna be tonight.
I'm always comfortable.
But I think I'm gonna wear heels tomorrow, so you let me know. Ashton.
So cute.
Look at her. So cute. So we have a big fur on the head from Sally, and then I have a big sparkly coat.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Some platform boots. And we're ready to go.
Hey.
Festival night one. Woo! then we went to this restaurant that upstairs they like rented out for this type of party. It was bad because it was so much fun, but it was bad the next morning because in the moment I just had no like social awareness. We were all dancing like actually lunatics. And then Braxton took a video of me dancing, and the next morning it's like the lights are on. Like,
yeah, no, like, one people was were really sitting down, down at tables at the restaurant, and
we
were fully
literally
like
break busting dancing. It down. Yeah. And I was having the best time ever. And there was like all like randomly like all these famous people there, mm-hmm. and they're probably like, what are those girls doing in the corner over there?
No, they loved it. They loved it.
But I had a lot of fun. And then we went to another bar, but then we went to go get pizza.
Oh, the pizza.
We had to wait in line like 2 hours for pizza. We have a vlog of the pizza that we're gonna play for you guys.
We actually waited for 2 hours for
it. Was an insanity because it was the only spot open here.
Yeah, because you sold out the empanadas.
No. So Aspen's like a really small town, which is fun. It feels like a college campus. You can kind of walk everywhere. But there's like not a lot of Ubers, not a lot of food late night. So we had limited options and we were desperate and we waited for the pizza.
We're in line to get pizza right now. We're actually in line to get into the most exclusive club in Aspen.
Yeah, to get a slice of pizza. I've never seen anything like this, but I'm so excited to get up here and get a slice of pizza. I mean, it's look at even down. We're like halfway up here. I'm so excited.
I'm just hungry and I want some fucking pizza.
We've literally been waiting in this line for like 30 minutes, and all I want is a slice of pizza. And we're so excited.
Look at me, I have purrs.
I get it.
I want my pizza, bitch. When they want me, I want my pizza.
This is the most exclusive party in Aspen for pizza.
Wait, guys, this is nuts.
I'm sorry, but no.
One thing about Braxton is he's gonna get a pop.
One thing about Braxton is he will figure it out and he will get us a pie.
I'm like, what losers would be waiting at the bottom? But that was us.
Braxton, get those pies. What?
Yeah, DG.
Yeah, no.
Oh. An ice cream.
Wait, show them. We accidentally have been sneaking this bottle around.
Wait.
Everywhere.
We've had this whole handle. We should take a shot right now.
Let's do it. In the let's get in. Let's get in here.
Oh my god, wait. This is cool up here. Ooh, we made it. One thing about BB is he will be ordering the pizzas.
Braxton doesn't need to work out tomorrow because he's lifting.
No way.
Thank you.
Look
yeah, I'm lifting this. Different. Thank you so much.
Oh my god, I've never seen something so great.
Ashley, do you know the deal that we had?
What?
This is a lot of cheese.
Oh, I remember it, but that was like so long ago. I thought she was over it.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are off to go get massages this morning. I'm ready to get rubbed down.
That massage was actually so life-changing. Like, she was getting me good. I was literally like, I was levitating. You need to step up your massage game because she showed me a whole nother world.
Oh, really?
She was pinching muscles, like, in my chest. It was insane. All right. But Ashton and Sally are coming over. We just got some coffee, and we're going to get ready for the day. We're going to go make these cowboy hats at this place called Kimasabe.
Get ready with me for the day in Aspen. So we are going to have ourselves a little day, and we are going to go make custom cowboy hats, which is a big thing here. It's like very Western vibe, and everyone's been wearing them around all weekend, and they have this place called Kimasabe, and basically you get to make a custom hat. Like, you pick the color, the shape, they have like ties you can add to it, they cards that can burn it. And I have made one of these hats before in Wyoming, like this time last year actually, and it was such a fun experience. So we're all gonna go get some hats today. I don't want to do too much makeup, but I don't know what is happening here, but my face is so red, like it's I don't know, my skin's drying up or the altitude. I just keep blaming everything on the altitude. I'm like, I don't feel good at altitude. I'm hungry, the altitude. I want to get something on my hat, like something custom to remember this trip. I don't know if that's like all of our initials or the date or I don't know. But we're going to see what they can do in there. Last night we had the time of our life. So it was night one of the festival and it was actually just like so insane. Somehow we ended up at like the table that was backstage and just watching the whole crowd, and everyone was in like snowsuits, snow gloves, ski goggles. It was such a fun vibe. I was freezing. And the problem is tonight my outfit is not even as warm as it was last night, but we literally were there for like an hour, and then there was a break in between Labyrinth and David Guetta, and Braxton came back to the hotel and got me my gloves because I couldn't feel my fingers, because especially when I was like holding my drink, I just like my hands were numb. And then afterwards we went to Casa Tua, which is a restaurant, but they had like an upstairs part, which they basically, I think they had it rented out for like a party, and we were having so much fun. I was being the definition of dance like nobody's watching. Braxton took a few videos of me dancing, and I maybe should have stopped dancing a little bit. It was a little scary, but I was having the time of my life, and that's all that matters. We were all being delusional last night. We couldn't stop saying, what is it, like, one thing about us. We were saying that the whole entire night, and I don't know. We were having fun, but everyone else was probably like, those girls are very annoying. I can't decide if I want to do mascara or not. I really don't want to. I don't know why mascara always is like a struggle for me. I never want to do it. But then after we were at this restaurant party thing, we went to another club bar place, and
I mean, at this point, I was dripping in sweat, dying, because I had this huge, like, fluff ball on my head, and then it was so hot. Like, they really blast the heat here, which I guess makes sense because it's freezing outside, but I was dying in, like, a full-blown sweatsuit, ski gear, and we were like, oh, okay, like, let's just, we kept saying, we were like, let's go back to the room, and let's eat food and talk shit. That was, like, what we really wanted to do, and we wanted to get empanadas before we left, but the empanada stand was sold out, so we waited, like, an hour and a half to get this pizza, and honestly, the pizza, it wasn't that great, but I enjoyed it. Braxton's here.
How are we doing?
Braxton, how was your massage?
It was good. It was really good. I'm glad we did that. God bless you.
Excuse me. Goose and tight. Should I wear mascara now?
No.
Really?
You're gonna have sunglasses on? It's daytime. And you'll put it on for a time, so no.
But what about in the hat place?
You look good without mascara. What are you wearing?
I think I'll wear mascara.
Why ask?
I don't know. But tonight, the festival is going to be even better because it's the Chainsmokers and then Kygo, right? That's who's playing tonight?
Yep.
And apparently a lot more people are going tonight, so I'm excited. I don't know what to do, though, because my outfit is not... I'm going to be freezing. Oh, my gosh. And so last night, Sally wore heels to the festival, which wasn't a smart idea, but I think I may be wearing heels tonight, so I can't really judge her. And we're walking into the festival, and they're like, be careful, there's a little step here. And Sally actually wipes out, like, each shit like you've never seen before. And then we were going to the bathrooms, and the bathrooms were in this, like, trailer porta-potty situation. And Ashton had on moon boots, which are just, like, very big and clunky. And we're leaving. She had a drink in her hand, her purse, and she just slipped down the stairs, ate shit, like... It was one of those falls that was so loud, and, like, it looked like she got really hurt, but she didn't. And everyone, like, came over and was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Because they thought she, like, cracked her skull open. But she was fine. It was just funny. I have this picture from after she fell. Her purse is on the ground. Sally's, like, hugging her. And, oh, my God. So then they kept saying, Alex, you're next. Like, you're due to fall. And I haven't yet. So if I'm wearing heels tonight, I'll probably be on the flow. Just some light mascara. Because I don't really want to be... Like, yesterday I refused to take my sunglasses off because I was like, I think I look a little scary. So I want to be able to take them off today. I'm going to do some setting spray and freckles, and I will be done. I actually can do my makeup really fast. And I feel like everyone always thinks it takes so long, but, like, I actually do my makeup in 10 minutes in, like, my full going out makeup. I'm addicted to these freckles. Panda headband off. I guess my hair, it's okay if it looks a little crazy because we're gonna go get hats and we're ready to go. Well, no, we're not. I need to get on an outfit. We are dressed for the day now. This was my quick transition outfit. So we've a turtleneck, we have a black leather skirt, and then these boots are from the Vintage Tea. It's my friend from college, her like vintage shop. She sources the best stuff, and these are vintage Gucci, and she saw these and was like, you need to wear these to Aspen. So we have these on today, and we're gonna go make some cowboy hats. Let's go. Made these hats at Kimosabe. Basically, it's this hat store where you go in, you pick like the color, the shape, and that's my hat that I made. And they basically robbed us because every little thing you add onto the hat, so like they're just like, oh, okay, here's your hat, and then you could put ribbon on it, you could put little charms, you could get it branded. Like the back of my hat says Big Owl. Wait, let me show you guys. Can you see it in the camera?
I think. Look more like up. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, can you see the big owl in my hat? You know, you keep adding on all these little things, and they're like, oh, we could do this and this. Me and Ashton got little matching cards that have aces on them, and we go to check out. I mean, like, they really robbed us.
Well, you also didn't ask how much anything was as you added it to your hat.
I didn't know how much each little thing would be. So, like, the base of the hat is, like, a few hundred dollars, which is already expensive, and then each thing you add on is, like, so expensive. So yeah, so now I'm gonna be wearing this hat every day until I die, because I have to get some use out of it. And everyone here wears these hats, like, it's a Western vibe. And after we made these hats, we ran into this girl on the street. I think she, like, well, she, like, went up to Braxton or something, and then she was like, oh, like, I like your guys' Aspen costumes. And I was like,
I knew Alex was gonna be so enraged by that.
I was like, I just spent my life savings on this hat, so actually it Shut is up. The best costume ever.
That was funny.
But yeah, so we were laughing at that. That's the thing about some people here, but not, like, here. I love it here. I just think in, like, rich, wealthy places, like, rich, snobby people, like, you're just the worst.
It's just, like, snobby people in general. Just,
like, I can't... Why? If there's one thing I can't stand in life, it's, like, the rich, snobby people. Like, why can't you just be rich and nice? Why do you have to be rich and a bitch? And they're always just like, oh, is your house here? How much is that? Or, like, yeah, I have, like, one of my 45, like, Birkin bags that I couldn't decide to wear tonight, so I just had on these gloves. I'm just like, can you... zip it.
And your cheap fur coat.
Wait, what?
The guy who's like, oh, you're...
Oh! Oh, my God. The first night that we went out, Ashton wasn't here this night, but we're at the club, and I had on this huge cheetah print coat. Like, it was 1,000 degrees in this club, so everyone had their coats on, like, the side of this table, and this guy comes up, and he's like, hey, can you grab my coats? Like, they're over there. So I was like, okay. So I go... and I pick up my coats, because my coats were on top of his coats. And I, like, picked up my coat, and I look at him to see, like, if that's his under there. And I think he thought I was looking at him as if I was showing him, like, my coat. And he goes, no, mine are much nicer than those. And was, like, laughing. And I was like, And in the moment, I was, like, embarrassed, and I was like, oh, and, like, whatever, and I gave him his coat, and then he left, and I was like, I wish I really poured my drink on his head, because that was, I used to do that a lot. I don't do that
anymore.
That's
crazy. But that's, like, crazy. That's a crazy thing to do to someone, like, just dump your drink on someone.
Really? Because one
time... Like, imagine getting a drink dumped on your head.
Well, some people deserve it. One time I was out at a bar or a club, and this guy, actually, Sally knows him. And he was just giving me so much shit over and over and over and over again. And I was like, I've had enough vodka soda on his head. And it really shuts them right up.
Yeah.
But anywho, I didn't do it because I'm not crazy anymore.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But wait. The moral of this whole entire story is that Saturday night I had a mental breakdown. I was nuts. Like, I was the craziest I think I've ever been in my entire life. And I think I scared off Braxton. He's not even here anymore. He left. He doesn't want to date me anymore.
I was honestly kind of scared.
So
and I've seen it all.
So Saturday night, basically, okay, it's because we had a long night. We started going out at 6 p.m. Yeah. We're having fun. We're at the festival again. Great time. Then after the festival, we were like, you know what we should do? We should go to a saloon, because Sally was like, I love this saloon. Like, we're going... One thing about Sally is she's taking us to a saloon. And we go in there. Sally, there was literally a line, and Sally just, like, cuts in front of everyone, and she had, like, sunglasses on and, like, her fur coat, and she just kind of looked like, I think she just looked like she knew what she was doing, and she got us in.
She did know what she was doing.
Sally's a finesser. We're at the saloon, and that's where things went downhill for me, because I was having too much fun. Like, I was having too much fun.
That was the best bar I've ever been to in my entire
life. No, it was perfect. Like, this saloon was actually perfect. It was underground. It was, so like, cute. A cabin. It was literally perfect in there. We went to the bar, though, and, like, this is just an example, but we go to the bar and there's someone's like Corona sitting there. And like while I'm ordering a drink, I just pick up their drink and start drinking it. And Braxton's like, Alex, that's not yours. And I was like, I'm just having a sip. Like, I don't know what got into me this night.
No, you were so funny. And remember Braxton trying to put your coat on you and you were like smacking against the wall?
Yeah, no. So then this is where it gets even worse. We go from a saloon to probably the most insane house, mansion, resort, I don't even know what you would call it, that I've ever been to in my life.
It was crazy.
So we're in this Uber and we're going up the mountain and like we're literally at like the top of the mountain. Like we're overlooking all of Aspen. You look down, you just see like lights and houses. And like this is one of those big ass houses in the mountains. And we go upstairs and it's like a bar, there's a dance floor, a DJ booth, a couch, expensive furniture.
A huge balcony.
Yeah, with huge the balcony.
Best view I've ever seen in my
They're
entire life.
They're serving us pizza on this like little platter and it was so good. Again, there was like so many cool people there and I was just like making a fool of myself. And the best was Braxton with all of our codes.
Oh my god, with the pizza in his mouth. Yeah.
We were there for I don't know how long.
I feel like it wasn't that long.
Really?
Because you were like, I'm hungry, I want to get pizza. And I was like, you just had a slice of pizza 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so we were having a great time at this party and all of a sudden I like hit a wall and like when I get really tired, my eyes like water and cry. Do yours do that?
No.
Because when I'm tired, like I'll just be sitting in bed and Braxton's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I'm just tired. Like water just starts streaming from my eyes. So we're at this party and I start crying because I'm so tired, but not actually crying, just water. And then I sit down on the couch, my hair tie snaps and like I have this big like floof on the top of my head. I was like, it's time to wrap it up. Like it's time to go. And now because it's 1:30 in the morning ish, something like that. And yeah. Think we've been going out since 6 p.m. So think about all these hours that led to me being this crazy. We couldn't get any ride and the only thing we could get was like this taxi service.
Oh my god.
So this is where things get really dark. So
well, this is also when Alex gets really manic.
So we're going down the mountain, right? I'm still frustrated about this. We're going
You can't be because you said it in the dumbest way possible.
Okay,
but
I
continue,
did. But
continue.
We're going down the mountain, right? And I'm looking out the window, and on the side of the mountain, this is a wall of like murals. So there was like all this colorful stuff. There was these bears, like a mural. And we get down to the bottom of the mountain, and I'm like, wow, like. Because there was bears that were on the side of the mountain. They looked like the Grateful Dead bears. And I was like, oh, I'm like, did you guys see like the dancing bears on the mountain? And everyone's like, what?
No. She goes, guys, I saw colorful people on the mountains. They were dancing. And we're all like, Alex, no.
But that's what I meant is they were painted, but I just didn't say the painting part. So then we all get in like a little bit of an argument.
Well,
three
no,
against
because
one. Because I'm like, guys, there was dancing people on the mountain. I just wasn't saying, like, painted dancing people.
No. She was like, I saw them dancing. Like, all this stuff. We're like, Alex, I think you might be going insane.
And I was like, no, but I promise, there's dancing people on the mountain. And it was driving me crazy because you know when, like, you know that you're right in your head. Like, I knew what I was talking about, but no one else would believe me. And I was like, okay, fine. Let's just turn around the taxi. Let's take a drive back up the mountain so I can show you that there's dancing people on the mountain. And the taxi didn't want to, like, turn around. And then I'm getting in a fight with all of them. This is, like, for 30 minutes. I'm like, guys, there's dancing people. There's, like, no, they're not. I'm, like, crying. I'm like, please believe me. Please believe me.
No,
and then
because we pulled up to where the taxi was dropping us off and he like stopped. He's like, okay, like you're here, like someone pay me. And I was like, okay. And he's like, and
no, no, yeah, no, 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 wait, I have something to add. Before, right before we pull up to the end of this car, Ashton goes, wait, this? And she pulls up the video. She has a video of all the murals on the mountain. And I go, are you joking me?
No,
that's
no.
What I've been talking about for the past 30
Alex,
minutes.
Alex, that happened after we got out of the car because he kicked us out.
Oh, well, anywho.
Anywho, so he gets to our location. And
I was like, hi, sir, like, could we please purchase another ride and go back up the mountain and then come back to this spot? Like, that's what I was just asking.
It was a taxi. Like, you can, like, pay. Like, it's a fare, you know. It's fine. But he was like, no, like,
he
get the F out of my car.
Well, he's had enough because he heard me talking about dancing people on the mountain for 30 minutes. He's probably,
and she's been screaming. Yeah.
He was like, get out of my car. And he was like, get the fuck out. And I was like, ugh, fine. And I like grab my coat and I get out.
No, you didn't grab your coat. Cause then he goes, his famous line.
Well, who had my coat? I had my coat in my hand.
Yes, but you didn't get out.
Yes, I did. I didn't hear this line.
No, because he said that, and then I was like, okay, get out.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
I was like, get out.
And it was a little splotchy for me. Ashton will explain it.
No, so anyway, she was like, please take us back up the mountain. He was like, no, like, find another cab. Like, get out of my car. And Alex was like, ugh. He was like, if I don't grab you by the hair and slam your head against the wall. And then I was like, okay, everyone get out of the car.
Yeah, that was so really scary. The taxi driver basically told me he was going to take me by the hair and smash my head against the window. And then Braxton came up. So now we're all out of the car at this point.
That
and
was
we
scary.
Just see Braxton like leaning over in the seat because he's now yelling at him. And we're all like, Braxton, get out of the car.
Like, Braxton, like, he's going to hurt you.
Because we're like, what if this man just like kills Braxton? So then I'm on the side of the road, and then Ashton pulls out this freaking video of the murals, which is what I was talking about the whole time.
And yes, because it's my fault.
And I'm sitting on the side of the road, like, crouched down, and I'm like, come on, that's what I was talking about, like, whatever, freaking out. A police pulls up, and he turns to me, and he was like, are you okay? And I was like,
yeah, she's fine.
And then
she's good.
That's when it hit me. I was like, I need to go home. I was like, I don't know what's happening right now, but, like, we all need to go home. We
also
need to wrap it up.
We were outside of the saloon.
Oh, we were?
Yes. We taxied to the saloon.
Oh.
Because Braxton missed the saloon.
Well, we didn't get one.
And then, like, the bouncers kept coming over and being like, is she okay? Because you were, like, crying because no one believed you.
Because no one believed me. And the whole time, she had a video on her phone of what I was talking about.
Alex, we all have videos on our phone of that. And you just didn't specify at all.
I didn't say painted, but what else would dancing people on the mountain
Well, if you're trying so hard to convince us, you could have just said they were painted on the wall.
Well, a few tequila sodas, okay?
Okay.
So that was Saturday night, and then I was like, you know what? We can never do that again. Sunday.
It was a rough morning.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com.
Good morning.
We're having...
Whoa. I look all scary.
We're having some breakfast in bed because last night was... even crazier than the night before. Oh my god. Basically, my Uber driver told me that he was gonna take me by the hair and smash my head against the wall. So that was good. We went to, I think, the craziest house last night that I've ever seen in my entire life. This house was in the mountains. We were overlooking all of the city. It was insanity. Like, it was beautiful, just big glass windows. That was, like, I think the craziest party I've ever been to. just in terms of like how fancy it was or felt. They were serving us pizza on a platter. I'm gonna eat this food and I'll be right back.
We're off to go skiing, but we're really just skiing up to the club. And we have lunch up there and then we spray champagne everywhere. So I'm gonna take you guys with us. And I'm probably gonna eat shit because I can't even walk in these ski boots.
We decided to save Cloud Nine, which is basically this restaurant that turns into like a club on top of the mountain. We decided to save that for Sunday. You have lunch. And then there's a countdown, right? Everyone gets champagne. You have like a gun for the champagne. And there's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it turns into a club. They're blasting music and everyone sprays champagne on everyone. Stuff of this place, but like experiencing it was
it was insane. Like I had to put my ski goggles on.
No, you have to wear ski goggles, otherwise you won't be able to see. Everyone's, I couldn't even see with them on.
Yeah, everyone's standing on the chairs. It's,
and
like
you take your clothes off because everything gets soaked. Like my whole ski outfit was drenched and soaked. You do this for like an hour and a half. Like everyone
you just spray champagne each on each
it's
other.
It's like such a waste, but very fun.
It was so much fun.
And so now everyone, like, my hair soaking wet. Like, there isn't anything in this restaurant that isn't, like, sopping wet. The ceiling's, like, sopping wet. And after the hour and a half's over, they're like, okay, everyone get out. Everyone puts on their drenching, wet champagne ski clothes and skis down the mountain.
Well, that's the deal. It's ski in, ski out.
But, like, that, I don't know how that's not illegal. Like, you're having people drink champagne for 2 hours, like crazy manic people, and then they're gonna ski down the mountain. Like that seems so dangerous, and hence we did not ski down the mountain because Braxton doesn't want to like ski or snowboard or whatever because he like can't get injured because of football. So Brax daddy figured it out like he always does, and he got us onto this snow cat, so this big machine truck. And we went down the mountain with, it takes like the drunk people that can't ski. And then it was like us.
the liabilities.
Yeah, yeah. And we like get down to the bottom of the mountain. And it's like a huge truck that goes down the mountain. It took like 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's also like a huge mountain.
Yeah, and we were freezing. My hands were numb. And all the skiers are at the like lodge at the bottom. And you just like, you know that it's like the drunk cart. It like brings all the drunk people down from Cloud Nine. And like we're so getting funny. Off and everyone's taking like videos and like looking and laughing. And I'm like, this is like the walk of shame times 10. Like we're on like the drunk cart coming down from the mountain.
And it's like 4 p.m.
But it was the best time ever. And then we went to dinner last night. We were literally so full because we kept eating food. Like, we were about to bust. So now it's time to get out. It's time to go back to Miami.
What a weekend.
What a weekend. And I hope you guys are enjoying watching these vlogs that we're, like, inserting in here because this was the best time ever. And I'm happy that I brought my vlog camera and can bring you guys along so you guys can actually understand what I'm talking about a little bit when I'm telling these stories. But it's time for us to go back to Miami. Earl girls, I love you. Don't forget to subscribe, like this podcast. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.